Okay.
Hello,
Talk Radio.
Oh, okay, not hello.
The
huh? Wait. Oh, hello, everybody. This is Zaria and my father Zora coming in, and also Jane is here as well. And Zora call is this is the date is 8/10/2024. And the message is going to be RV, healing, transitioning, Q&A. So let's see what we can do to get this moving. Well, what I'd like to start out with, I'd like to read an excerpt from Diane Robbins' book called The Messages from the Hollow Earth to the Surface Dwellers. And I'm going to be reading about our technology advances our civilization. Greetings from the Hollow Earth. I am Mikos, your friend from inside the Earth. Thank you for opening your computer to us. We are all gathered around me as I dictate this message to you from underground. We are also gathered around you in your office or home as you type this dictation. We are holding the energy and the light protection around you as you sit at your computers. Today, we will talk about technology inside the Earth. We are all technologically advanced inside the Earth, and all our technology is used for construction, not destruction, of our civilizations. We use all our technology for only the highest purposes to advance our civilizations and improve our living conditions. We already live very well, and we are always refining and living our living mode. As each step upwards is another step towards the Creator. We are always advancing everything we do, whether it is ourselves or for others. On the surface, your technology is used to make mass weapons of destruction and used on the human race. But remember, when you use weapons of destruction on the human race, you are also eradicating other species that share this planet with you. And you are also upsetting their habitats, leaving them homeless too. Have you ever thought about this? Your karma for destruction is great because it is not only for humans, but the elemental kingdom, animal kingdom, the trees that you maim and obliterate when you use your weapons of mass destruction. You have reversed the purpose for developing technology in the first place. Its purpose is to advance living conditions on your surface to create ease and plenty for everyone, not to harm, destroy each other and the land. This is a gross misuse of God's technology that has been given to you to improve your lives and experiment with in different ways of living, not to destroy the very lives that you were meant to improve. There is a great misunderstanding here that we wish you to clarify for you. Although most of the Earth's population is loving and yearns only for peace, there are still thousands who wish to control the population of Earth, including all her resources. They do this through war and threats. The only way to advance is through the heart center, where the love of God flows to each and every one of us. Here in Hollow Earth, our hearts are always open and always receiving the love that is pouring in from the Creator. Love is all we feel. It is this same love that is also pouring onto the hearts of the surface. All you have to do is to open to receive it, and you will feel its wonders in every thought you think, in every emotion you feel. You will be tuned into God, and sure your feet still touch the earth. Even though your feet still touch the earth, electrons remain intact in our water. We don't use the same technology to bring our water to you on the surface as you on the surface do. Our pipes operate differently, and when the water flows, it flows in a counterclockwise fashion. The water flows through the pipes on the surface, electrons spin off, resulting in the loss of life force. You drink dead water due to the way water spirals through your pipes. It should be spiraling through your pipes in a counterclockwise fashion, not clockwise. This does not occur in Hollow Earth subterranean cities because we know how to flow water to keep its electrons intact. So the water we drink is alive and is living consciousness. In other words, what we're telling you is this. When you have water flowing through your pipes, there should be a mechanism attached to your water system that makes your water flow counterclockwise. That way, the electrons stay intact. But that's not the way it is right now. But that's the way it will be in the near future. Okay? When we emerge and come to the surface, we will bring our equipment with us connected to the Hollow Earth oceans and deliver your water to you like that you've never tasted before. Water that will invigorate your spirit, renews your cells, and rebuilds your body. We will clean all your oceans, streams, and show you how to harness the life force, bringing it right into your homes. So that's a message That's our message to you. And my message to you as well. And Jane has a message for you as well. And I'm going to let you speak with her right now.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Jane. First of all, before I begin, I didn't get a chance to really talk about a little update here, but I'll do that in a little bit. So just in accordance to what Zoraya has been speaking of, I think it is still all about understanding that it's our thoughts that shape our reality. So here's something that is on TikTok. However, I couldn't put that on the newsletter because it was it's difficult to be able to do that, but I will give you also the site info, and that's on TikTok. Okay. The mind is the intelligence. The brain is the computer, and the nervous system is just the machine. So choice, program, and action. You are not, and we all know this, you are not your body. You are invisible intelligence. Every thought has an emotion attached to it. Thoughts are electrical. Emotions are magnetic. Your emotions are felt in the heart, which produces the magnetic field. Your emotional state aids your vibe, and it's your vibe that attracts your tribe, your family, or, well, people, your friends that you are are like-minded. You attract whatever frequency you operate on. Your mind creates matter. The external world mirrors your internal thoughts and emotion. You set your frequency with your mind, with your thoughts. That is why we call it mindset. You have to set your frequency to what you want, and when you become that frequency, you will attract that frequency. You right now are a result of your past thoughts. To change your future, you have to change your thoughts now. Your emotions are not what you have been taught. They are energy in motion. Your emotions are not meant to be reactive. You are meant to control your emotions, because they are an emotional force that attracts things to you. So emotions were given to you to manipulate matter. We live in a holographic world. It is projected from within yourself. So change your internal world and you change your external world. So that is the wake-up call. Take control of our reality by changing our vibration, by changing the emotions. And so that's the reason why when we look at the world we live in, you can see the disparity in terms of what we want versus presently, you know, what the other beings want in our world, and that becomes a conflict. But the more that we concentrate on the emotion of joy and peace and harmony, and we instill that with ourselves and with others that we care, and the plants and the animals that we have, we then are putting a magnetic force that comes directly from a heart to whatever it is that we want to be able to attract. And we want to be able to attract and to give back as well. So, again, it's all about your thoughts. Transform the thoughts into the reality of what feels good inside of you. Transfer that. And then you will have the emotion to be able to change we will all have the emotion to change our world. So, all right. I think that was kind of my piece of information for everyone today. And I think now we're going to be talking, Zaray is going to be talking a little bit, we're going to be talking a little bit about the RV and how and what to expect. Now, most of you already have your trusts. All of you already have the information in regards to the process of going into, you know, the appointments. Again, still in terms of what we understand right now is that the people that have exchanges are going to an exchange center. That is for those that already carry, that only carry the currencies versus the bonds, which are the ZIM. The currencies are, for example, the Vietnamese dong and the dinar and the rupee and bolivar, et cetera, et cetera. So However, the sleeper, as we've always talked about in the past, is the sleeper. And this is where we become the stewards, the humanitarian beings because we want to be able to help and assist our world, to transform our world into the higher, back to its pristine nature, because we're so connected with our earth. So our thoughts can change. As Zora has always said, you are, if you're in charge of your thoughts, relate to your heart, then you can make changes externally, you know, in terms of where you live. And it's been associated even in terms of the people who live where they are. Anyways, we won't go into that anymore. I think right now what we need to be able to do is we'll go ahead, and Zoraya wants to talk, and Zora as well, because this is really an important part of our evolution and understanding and regarding the movement of who we are energetically, and then understanding also that we have great missions, and will include those that are asleep that are beginning to wake up, and those that are asleep that really should be on this side, but they haven't been informed because of what they've been taught and what they have been programmed. But that's all okay. So I think I'm going to go ahead and bring this back to Zoraya. And I hope that this will be helpful for you. We know it's going to be helpful for you. We also know about a lot of the information from all of the different gurus that are out there, as well as a couple of other individuals and people really still, we still don't know. We are not going to know the reality of this until it actually really happens. So it's all a beautiful, the grand plan is really unfolding. So here's Zoraya, and thank you so much.
You want to?
Yes, okay,
together.
I could help you. Sure. All right, so let's talk a little bit about, how about this? How about we have your dad come?
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then he can get the thing started.
Well, I'm going to have my father come through, and of course, you're going to notice a definite major difference in the language here very shortly.
Yes, tell them a little bit about what happened.
Well, what I do is I change essence with my father. Wherever he happens to be, and sometimes it can be in very precarious locations. But anyway, when he comes through, we switch essence. Not like trans, when trans channels do their trans channeling, they, a lot of times they just basically sit in one spot and they go into a trance. I don't go into a trance. We simply trade essence. And he comes into my being, and I go into his being. So wherever he happens to be. And he just told me, get ready for a swim. So I guess I'm going to be swimming. But so that's where I'm going to be going. So anyway, the next voice you hear will be my father. Namaste. I'll see you in a bit. Beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day? Oh, well, we can do this. I was going to try something different, but it was not going to work that way. Anyway, so understand, beloved gods and goddesses, your blessing is extremely near, very near, beyond imminent. It's minutes, if not hours away. Hours, if not minutes away. Anyway, so be on the lookout for your notifications in your emails and things of that nature, whether it be email, whether it be a call, something of that nature. When it comes through, you'll definitely know it, and we'll know it too. And when we do get the go, then Quasar will do what is termed as send out a newsletter that will say urgent, 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 and that will be your message that it's time to go in to do your exchange or to make your appointments. So as that draws closer in every hour from now, from this point on, I cannot tell you what day, but it will be very, very beyond imminent. Hours, if not minutes away. So, and understand, as I have told you before, you're not getting a twig. You're getting the entire forest. And by that meaning, there are two entities. One, whose name is, what is the name?
Julian Assange.
Julian Assange is one. And the other is David XRP.
XRP David.
XRP David.
Ryan.
But what? David
XRP
who?
Dave Lyon.
Dave Lyon. All right. Yes, all right. And he has an information which we did print out so we can bring this information to you, which is going to shock you immensely because it is right on.
Oh, just so you know, you guys and gals, we've been having a little technical difficulty, so that's why we're kind of sharing the same headphones here. Anyways, so there's been a lot of information. I want to say thank you very much to Shara and sharing a lot of the information that we have. In regards to the updates on a regular basis, since it's difficult for us to kind of get a lot of things accomplished since there's so much going on. Now, so the information we're going to be sharing with you is with Julian Assange, and as well as XRP Dave. So for some of you who don't know who he is. One, first of all, he's Australian, and he's, let me see. I guess he has been one of our whistleblowers who has so much information. And a few years ago, he was, because of the cabal, he was put in jail because of his information that he was providing people around the world, and I guess they probably tried to take him off the radar here for all of us. But so he's had like probably a couple of doubles in the process. But in the meantime, he is back. So he has he's free for the first time in 12 years. After the judge had signed him off as unexpected deal, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, so he is here, and he's on our side. He has some excellent information, and of which, of course, Zora also attributes his understanding as the truth in regards now into the RV and the Sara Gasara, et cetera. So right now we're going to really talk about the RV and the race. So I think I'm going to, Zora, would you like to have Zoraya come and talk about it? Perhaps. Why don't we do that, if you will? And then because she has been researching this as well.
All right.
And we'll talk with Zora a little bit after that. But I can tell you this. So when all of this information, Oh, you could tell them that, Zora. Oh, you're Zoraya. Zoraya can. Okay. All right. So anyway, so let's go ahead and get started. And again, before you do that, Zora, tell them that this next information is right on in terms of the horse.
Oh, of course. By the way, what's termed as the information that we're bringing forth is right, spot on.
For either one of them.
For both of them.
Right.
So, I'm going to allow my beloved to come back, and she will continue giving you the updated information. All right? So stand by, grab your pens and pencils and pens or whatever, and your recording devices. This is being recorded, yes?
Indeed.
All right. So here we go. Now.
So this is?
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey. Hi, Andrea. Tell everybody where you were.
Oh, hi guys. I was swimming with the mer people in Hollow Earth, and which was quite interesting. And of course, it's very exhilarating. It's a wonderful feeling to be not only swimming with them, but being transformed into their species.
Oh, you shapeshifted.
Oh yeah, shapeshifted into a mermaid. which is quite interesting. But anyway, here are the following differences were what we were.
Yeah.
Oh, that was better. Okay, from Assange, the zip cap information is changing daily, but as of now, they are paying as follows. No, that's not
here,
right.
Here. Why didn't you do this one? Is better. Yeah, that one's better.
Okay. At redemption, your first two 100 trillion Zim bond notes will be paid out at a 1-to-1 ratio. U.S. meaning, if you have a 100 trillion note, you would receive 200 trillion USD.
No, for each 100.
For each 100.
For the first two.
Oh. Yeah, for each 100 trillion note, you'd receive 100 trillion per note.
For the first two.
For the first two.
Right.
After that, you are paid 25 million 100 trillion note for up to 30 100 trillion Zim bond notes. If you have more than 30 Zim bond notes, you and need more than what you have already been given for your project, you can make another appointment to discuss it. So small.
It doesn't mention anything like this. Can you read that? Or no?
I can read it, but it's small.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can read it with my glasses better.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I hear that better. Okay. No mention was made of how much of what of that money you can use for yourself, and how much must be dedicated to your project, though it was assumed that the vast majority, at least 80% of the money you redeem from your Zim would go toward your project or other humanitarian projects. Assange indicates that your humanitarian project does not have to be approved in order for you to receive your redemption monies. Assange says that the exchange rate and monies you receive for your exchange, different foreign currency, is the same for everyone, depending upon the country where you reside. It is for your own use and not necessarily a humanitarian project. It is available to you immediately after the exchange. Assange makes no suggestions or spells out any requirements or how to write up your humanitarian projects. In the past, we have been told to write up a 1 to 2 page summary of your project goals, indicating how long you wish your project to last, how many people you can employ, and to include a rough estimate of how much money you will need to run your project. It should also have a short paragraph about yourself and why you are qualified to run the project. Now, the next person that we're given a message from is Dave XRP Lion. A 100T Zim note was worth $3.75 billion to $2.75 billion U.S. We could retain 20% of those monies for our own use. Dave did not imply that there were any limitations on redemption of your Zim, as Assange has indicated. Dave says the foreign currency exchange monies are to be used for humanitarian projects and a small percentage dedicated to your personal use. David maintained that the amount of monies you receive for a humanitarian project plus how much you receive for yourself is determined through your humanitarian project's approval. Dave gives instruction on how to write up your humanitarian project proposal so that you get a higher exchange rate. Several people have complained that the instructions were found difficult to apply. What about the other things? The 500 million.
Oh, that one. I'll have to find that. Okay. So again, just in addition to.
In addition to the Zim.
Payouts.
A Zim 90-day advance. Now, you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. A 90-day advance of 500 million will be given until structured payouts commence 90 days, November 10th, 2024. All non-Zim currency proceeds will be accessible immediately. For those who choose to place their funds under a structured payout program, SSP, there will be an advance of $250 million until the first payout is made from the SSP around November 10, 2024. Mid-September is projected to be a period of substantial activity. This significant financial movement is expected. Information is changing daily. As of now, they are paying as follows. No projects, 15 million, no matter amount you hold. With projects, first two bond notes, 1-to-1. After this, 25 million per 100T, up to 30 100T notes. To negotiate further, you will need to return for a second appointment.
Okay.
So that's the current update for the, I'm going to.
So just let them know what you and your father talk about and the difference between that and what is out there.
The difference is of this and what we've been told by another person, other people
in the internet,
is slightly different, but, well, it's a big gap compared to what we just gave you. So whatever they are saying, the other people are saying, take that with a grain of salt. And then you also want to take your Zim in and ask for the rates we have just given you. Because once you tell them that, they're going to know that you know. And they'll go from that point. So you're going to get a very, very high rate for your Zim bond notes. That's just the way it's going to be.
Even Mark Z says higher rates, but nobody knows.
Even Mark Z says there's going to be higher rates, but he doesn't know what the rates will be. But now you know. So I know a lot. I can sense a lot of you are dancing on the phone right now. And a lot of you, some of you may have passed out. But you know, what we've given you is the most up-to-date information that we've come across. So I know there's going to be a lot of questions. So I think we should really open up the questions and answers. So let's start with that now.
Everybody can press 1 if they have a question.
So everybody press 1 if you have a question about the information or update we just gave you. Oh, the hand.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought that was a marker.
No, that's okay.
This one?
So.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Okay. This is an out-of-country number. 111111. Wow.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, who are you, and who's talking?
Hello, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you very well.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, I was interested in the rate of the dong and when the Iraqi dinar is going to revalue, and the rate of the dong.
The rate of the dong?
Well, Vietnam dong, yeah, and the Iraqi dinar.
Well, what does your dad say about them, about the currency?
Well, you're going to be very happy with the rates.
High rates.
They'll be very high also.
Yeah,
so
I know that,
told,
but you don't have any idea.
Yeah, right.
We assume from what we've been information we've been gathering, it's going to be in the double digits. That's
right.
All we know.
Yeah, it's not going to be $2 or $3.
Oh, okay.
Per million.
So,
okay.
So if I have an account with a multi currency group there, they should. It's connected to the 4X. I don't know if you understand that one. The 4X is the ones that, you know what the 4X is, I think.
Yes.
Well, as soon as the currency revalues, then if you have an account in the 4X, it will automatically go right up and you can cash it out right away.
Well, I would still say go to your redemption center and ask for the maximum.
Yeah. So I guess my question is: Are you speaking about the currencies that are in the first basket? Are you talking about regular currency that you find in the
Iraqi dinar and Vietnam are in the first basket, but it's also traded on the 4X. The question is, it has to be revalued first, and you can go in and you can have that right there with you immediately, and then wait to go when you have to wait to go into the, get an account. I mean, an appointment at the redemption. There may be some time period, you know, lack of time or
the difference between the 4X. The difference between the 4X and the exchange centers is this: the 4X will only be giving an international rate. Period.
I'm aware of that. I have both of them. I have an account with the 4X, but I also have absolutely the currency itself. So I'm just going to be receiving whatever I have there an initial amount of money that I could use between my appointment with the redemption and the time that actually revalues. So yeah, I have the currency I will go in with, but also have to know when it actually gets revalued.
Yeah, well, you'll be, when you know the international rate goes out, and we're still waiting for Iraq to get that in order. So once, you know, all of that...
once it's published in
And then that is exactly the trigger as far as the movement, really,
exactly. The
movement of everything. Yeah, so just
that's
hang in
exactly
there.
That's exactly true.
Okay.
I was wondering if you guys have an idea of when that's going to be revalued, because that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I think that's true. There's a timing of it. Somehow, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you need to put your thing on because this isn't loud enough.
You turned it up.
It is up. It does. It's put your thing on. Go ahead and put your. Okay, everybody, hang in there for a second. Zaria's got to put her.
I can't hurt myself.
All right, hold on. We're Zaria's coming. Here we go.
Sorry about that. I hope everybody can hear me. All right, next caller is 719, ending in 7769. You're online. You're on the air.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zaria.
Well, it's both of us. We're sharing the headphones here.
I am just blown away.
You're blown away.
Does it depend on how big we make our projects, or is it just, what's it kind of depending on?
What is what depending on?
The rates.
The rate?
Yeah, you're saying that, you know, yeah, for the ZIM or, you know, getting that much money. When you'd have to have a huge project, or at least three or four for that.
Well,
that's
I'm quite
correct.
Sure you have a few, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, then there you go. And of course, we have a lot. We have a lot of projects as well. Jane's got a bunch, and we and I have a bunch too. So, you're definitely going to be very happy with the. With the ZIM bond rates. The reason for that is this. The ZIM bonds are not just what you call regular bonds. They've been converted to go back. Everything will be go back. So you got a lot of blessing coming.
Yes, because there's a lot of things in Zimbabwe. You know, rock for when it consists of diamonds and all of that.
Oh yeah, it's a very rich country as far as resources. I mean, they have diamond mines, they have sapphires, they have all kinds of rubies and all kinds of stuff underground. And of course, they have a massive influx of crystals underground too. And these crystals are like 10 feet tall, and some are 10, 20 feet, 30 feet tall. So yeah, they've got some massive resources in Zimbabwe.
Well, that makes sense then. That's great.
It does.
Thank you very much.
It makes a lot of sense. Oh, you're very welcome.
Great news.
Oh,
we are blessed.
I'm going to put you back on. Mute here.
Okay.
The next caller, I've already got that one. I'll put that. I need that where it is. The next caller will be 585 ending in 9185.
Hi, Zaria. This is Joanna from New York.
Hello, Joanna from New York.
Hi, sweetie. Quick question. I'm dealing with some rather urgent legal matters with my apartment complex. Do you think that we will be receiving our notifications before September? Because I know it's been pushed back before.
No, it'll definitely be this month.
George
said so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, it's hours away, so you can't go into September. I mean, that's crazy.
True, very true. Okay.
And just out of curiosity, what kind of a issue are you having with housing?
Well, we live in, subsidized housing, and we've always paid our rent on time, but the office is saying that we have a balance and that we need to pay them $1,500 within 10 days. And if we don't, then they're going to pursue eviction, which is weird.
Well, again, understand this. When it comes to eviction, by law, they have to give you 30 days, not
they do.
A day or two.
Yeah.
By
we
law.
Have until. So
don't worry about it.
Okay.
I mean, it's hours away. Meaning hours away, that's what it means, hours away. So,
okay. Roger that. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And I'm going to write your number down. I am going to call you because I can give you some avenues also to help you.
I feel like I'm going to cry. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
I want to write her number down. Okay, it's
858. No. I can see that.
Okay, all right. All right, no problem. The next caller is 805, ending in 4462.
Oh, hi, this is Hera calling in. And I have a question. Hera, H-A-R-A.
Hera?
And I have a question. Hera. Hera.
Can you spell that?
It's H-A-R-A.
Oh, Hera. Okay.
Okay.
And where are you
and
calling
I
from?
Have a question. I'm calling from California.
California.
From Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. Cool.
And thank you so much. So my question is, on our projects, I had organized one project per Zimbon in my package, and my projects, you know, they go out into the billions, but then I I reiterate that I still have to do a feasibility study, and I have to, you know, have a professional feasibility study to know exactly how much I'll need. So what I wanted to know was if those projects don't fulfill that number that they're planning to give us, I wanted to attach several bonds to the project so that we would have ongoing ability to go for a couple hundred years on the projects. So I guess my question is can you attach multiple bonds to a project even though your initial budget requirement does not reflect that, because you still need to do more work from a professional accounting standpoint?
Haro, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Haro, as far as the projects, so you have a 30, 60, 90-day plan, and do you also have the projects to extend 5 generations?
Right.
Okay, so you understand that. So, again, you know, this is something that you can discuss in regards to everything that needs to be, that you need to go forward with your team. Right?
You mean my project team?
Of course.
Yes, your project team.
I guess what I'm saying is if the amount of money that I need for the project doesn't equal the value of the bond, can I still attach multiple Zim bonds to it?
Oh, I see what you mean. So you don't think you have enough. I think you have a $100 trillion, right? You have a $100 trillion note?
I have more than that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that will be more than sufficient in regards to your project.
Yeah, because
okay.
Remember, the first the first $200 trillion notes.
It's either going to be... One to one,
meaning
$100 trillion.
Do you think that could be enough?
Okay, sure, of course. Of course. So that's for two. So if you have, if you have four or five projects, do you try
first of all, I think that it's I think initially, you know, in terms of understanding how much it's going to cost. If you have presently what it costs, you know, to hire a builder or hire, you know, a builder or somebody, the managers or whatever,
designers, et cetera,
put these things together. Remember that all of us are going to be going through a quantum financial system, and we will be scanned. First of all, to understand that we deserve X amount of money because we know that we can do it. It will also let them know whether you really qualify. You know, if I'm 100 years old, but I have my intelligence in terms of understanding is still there, and I really feel that I can do it. Well, then that scanning is going to let me know that. So again, you know, it's not just about you. It's all about the process in terms of your capabilities to be able to go forward. So as far as
right.
the monies will be there is what we're trying to say in regards to anything that you have in mind. There is nothing that can stop you from going forward. Nothing.
Not a thing.
No.
Believe me, $200 trillion.
Yeah.
$200 trillion, you couldn't spend that in a lifetime.
Right. Well, yeah. And speaking of the lifetime.
Or several lifetimes.
Remember this is only temporary anyway. This is only to be able to assist humanity, assist our world worldwide, to be able to evolve beyond that. Because we're thinking higher in terms of not just, so once we've got our world back in order, we have world peace, and we have all of the poverty is removed. I mean, how many times do we hear from Zora, we have to remove poverty in our world?
Absolutely.
Now, we've got to remember that we have a huge mission in our hands, we being the leaders and the the stewards of our huge community. So Zora would not have said. Yeah, so Zora would never say that we don't have enough. You have an abundance. There is no limit to
right.
what we can do and have.
Another, and if you want to get to the brass tacks, you could buy a few planets.
Well, are the med beds for people working on projects are still, is that still going to be an option?
Of course.
Yeah, at your redemption center, you'll be able to make
to give us some vigor back.
What?
The med beds to kind of give us our health and back so we can continue on with the work.
Of course. And you can also reverse your age at 30 or 40 years.
Yep.
Or more. Yeah.
Okay, and that doesn't, that you don't lose memory, is that correct?
No.
Okay.
If anything, you enhance it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's super. So I think that,
okay.
And then I had heard the term contract rate from Dave XRP. Is that a term that you're familiar with and that we should ask for when it, in regards to currency?
Well, that's what we've been talking about.
Yeah, contract.
The 100, okay. The 100 PT notes that were at a 1-to-1 ratio, believe me, that's more than the contract.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I meant the contract was for currency, yeah. Oh, and the other question
currency.
I heard on the dinar that they were only paying the contract rate on the year 2003. Is that correct? Or is it in a year?
The dinar? No, I've never
We haven't heard that from anybody.
Okay. Well, that would be good. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And you have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day.
Thank you. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Put me back on. Okay.
If there's no more questions, one just popped up. No, 540, ending in 4491. Sorry about that.
Hello. This is Wanda from Bedford, Virginia, and I want to see if I got
Bedford, Oregon?
No, Virginia.
Oh, Bedford, Virginia. Okay.
I want to know if I got these numbers right. I think I had heard that in the first 90 days that it would be like $500 million that we would have, but in the very beginning, we would have $250 million advance, and that, from my understanding, would be what we would walk away with, $250 million.
No.
Is that correct?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Like I said, your first two Zimbabwe notes are going for a 1-to-1 ratio,
yes.
Which means a 100 trillion note would be 100 trillion USN.
No, but yours is in 90-day advance of 500 million.
Well, the advance, there's an advance they're going to let you have, a 90-day advance until the structured payouts start, and that's 500 million.
Yes. Okay, that's
for
what
the
I
first
put
90
down.
Days.
But then Zora mentioned something about $250 million, so I was thinking that that was the what we would walk away with that day of the exchange.
That's
and then,
for those who have funds under a structured payout. There will be an advance of $250 million until the first payout is made from the SSP.
Yes, the $250 million, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. I just want to make for sure. I think I understood that right. All right. Thank you so much, Soraya and Jane. I hope y'all have a really wonderful evening.
And you too. You have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. 5-5-5-4-3-2-1 receive.
Thank you.
The next caller would be 719, ending in 0341.
Hello, this is Lorraine King from Monument.
Hello,
Jane,
Lorraine.
I feel...
How are you?
Hello, Zora. It's so nice to hear your voices.
No, I'm Zoraya, not Zora.
Okay, Zoraya. Well, Billy, I've thought about calling you again. I just hate to bother you. I have a couple of questions I may check on. I just feel bad about bothering you all that much. What I
want
to make sure is, are my husband and I on your premium list or premier list for getting the numbers?
The numbers?
The RV number. The phone numbers for the RV. I understood.
What was her name again? Helen from Monument.
Oh, Helen?
Jane, this is Lorraine King from Monument.
Oh, Lorraine, okay. Yeah.
Jane, I meant to send you our information, but I felt like probably you already had it.
What information is that?
I'm sorry, did you say something to me?
No, what information was that?
Okay, I just wanted our names on the list so that we would also be able to get those numbers early.
Oh,
I thought this is for everyone.
Yeah. Okay, Lorraine, here. Right. So for everyone, if whoever you are and wherever you are, if you are already on our list, which is you're on our blog talk show, not blog talk, but you're on our website list. So it's like everyone's names who listens to us, all of you are part of this, this list of people already because you listen to our calls. The only way you can listen to our calls is you go on, you've already signed up for our newsletter. For anyone who signs up for our newsletter, all of you will receive the notice. It says urgent, urgent, urgent. So you will be notified. So keep an eye on that because that's the only way we're going to be able to that's one way in which you will be able to get information about the notifications. Now, some people, however, they will get emails directly from a bank or directly from a different source that it's time, and you'll get notifications that way. You have to, as far as the 800 numbers, we're not quite sure regarding that, and we're still not sure in regards of notifications of those that are international. So until we get that final report about the final notifications of rates, which includes the dinar and everything else, and as well as for the ZIM, just leave things alone for now until we get here. You know, everything is still not ebbed in stone, even including the date. All we know, according to Zora and a lot of other people, it's that it's any second, any day, any hour, and, of course, that cannot be divulged, right? We can't divulge that because of the extreme security over this whole process. So
we don't want anybody throwing a monkey wrench into the works.
Yeah. So that's it. You're good, Lorraine.
Okay. I thank you once again. We love you. Thank you.
Oh, we love you too.
All right. You have yourself a wondrous, glorious, and loving day. 5-4-3-2-1 receive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I think right now, I think what we'd like to be able to do is really get people into to understanding, again, about this transition that we're in. So we're just at the very beginning of really understanding what it means to be who we are. We are spiritual beings in a body that we have decided to be a part of, right? And the lessons that we have, and I want to go a little bit further into this. So the lessons that we have, the challenges that we have, you actually did say, this is what I want to be able to learn in this existence. Understanding also this existence also is the most important existence to be in right now, because we are the transformers of the next world to come, which is our new earth.
The new world.
So in that regard, you know, we have a multifaceted, mission. So the mission, first of all, and we're talking about 3D, remember, it's all about hologram, but it's all about the energies that are presently on this planet, right? We still have corruption. We still have countries that are vying for more power. We still have people that want to be able to control and manipulate, who are greedy, et cetera, right? And that's all part of this. Again, it's a hologram in which we live in. So now we're going to transform that, because we are spiritual beings. That's why all of the projects that we are going to be working on, it's about elevating, cleaning, cleansing, and elevating our world as well as humanity. So take that into consideration when you understand who you are, why you elected at this time to be where you are. So if we go back again in your past, and remember, there is no time or space. So again, everything is in the present. Your past is really the present. So when you think about it, that is still the past, bringing that back into this moment. And the future also is a part of the near future, which is already here because you're already creating it. So we decide exactly what we want in our reality now. So if we say we are so abundant, it's so peaceful and beautiful now, you're saying that in regards to what you are envisioning to be here now. So forget about the past. Envision already what you want, and that is now, that it's in the now, then that becomes our reality. That's what we have to do now. We are in the process already in the process in this world to be able to have the funds necessary. But we also know that we created that now. We created that in the moment. So, yes, we have abundance now. We have trillions now. We have enormous amounts of gold and metals. We have all of the things that we need to transform our world now. And it starts with your thoughts that then go into your heart, and it moves in your heart in terms of the emotion that you want to be able to portray or to realize going forward. I don't know if that makes a whole lot of sense to anyone or everyone, but that really, it's really understanding what we are about that is happening right now. So I'd like Zora probably to come back again and maybe talk a little bit further about that, if you will. And then pretty soon we will call it a day.
Beloved gods and goddesses, understand what you've just heard is spot on information that was given to us from other sources. Now, understand that
spiritual evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You
want to
talk about spiritual evolution and transformation and
transcendence
from this?
Okay. Understand that from this point on, all of you out there, I hope you're doing what is termed as doing meditation, which is very important for your ascension, and also for your transition from what you would be terming from the third density to fifth density. Fourth density is not even important. That's why I don't even mention it. But the fifth density is what you're striving for. And so that is where you need to focus your daily lives into. And, of course, to do that, you need to be communing with the trees and Mother Nature and things of that nature. If you live in a city, depending on where, whatever city you're in, if it's New York City, there's Central Park. If you are living in lesser cities, they do have what is termed as parks. And you go to a park where you can reconnect with Mother Nature. So, you want to reconnect yourself physically with Mother Nature. Go out and walk barefoot in the grass or in your where you live, in your houses. Go out to your backyard if you have a backyard. And you have a tree, go out and put your back against the tree and sit down. And then communicate with the tree. He will respond to you if you are in the right vibration frequency. So, this is what you need to strive for. You need to get into a meditative state as often and as possible as you can. The more that you remain of meditation, the more enlightened you will become, the more answers you will receive from Mother Nature. Many people out there think it is crazy to hug a tree. That's not crazy. That is where your heritage lies, within the trees. You understand, your body, your physical body, is like a tree with many roots. You call them veins. And things of that nature. So in a sense, you're like a plant. And you have a connection, an inbred connection with the trees outside. And believe me, they will talk with you if you give your time to become one with them. And soon you'll be able to hear the trees talk to you, even when you're not with them. Once you have attuned your frequency and vibration to the trees, you will hear them talking all the time. So much so that you will begin to think, why don't they be quiet? Because they are very talkative. And they have a lot of information for you. You just have to tune in to their essence, to their frequency, to their vibration. So go out and become one with the trees in your vicinity. If you have trees in your yard, all the better. In your backyard, even better. You can sit down and without and not have prying eyes looking at you like you're crazy. Or if you have the front yard and you want to be seen, don't worry about it. Just put your bare back against the tree, sit down, and commune with the tree. And then after that, you can start telepathic communications with Mother Nature's creatures, like your birds and your squirrels and things of this nature. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same, we've talked to them already with the 111.
And this one too. Yeah. Yeah, I think he came back maybe. At this one, isn't it?
The next caller is 470, ending in 2988. Hello?
Maybe they put up their hand by mistake.
Mm. If you're through with your questions, please put your hands down
by pressing one. Again.
By pressing one. How about the one out of country?
No. There's another new one.
A new one?
Hello?
Okay. Hello? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dee calling from Washington, D.C.
Coming from Washington, D.C. And what is your name?
Yes. Dee.
Dee?
D-E-E.
D-E-E. From Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C.
Ah. District of Columbia.
That is correct.
Yes. All right. Go ahead. What is your question?
My question is, I am looking for a new career. I've been sending out a lot of resumes. I'm just calling to see what type of energy are you picking up.
Well, I will first tell, I will tell you I'm not a psychic. So it would be up to you to decide what career you would want to start or be in. What is your desires? What is your joy?
No, I know what that was my question. I know the career that I'm looking for. I'm just sending out a lot of resumes, and I'm not getting any hits as far as interviews.
And what type of resumes are you sending out?
What do you mean, what type of resume?
What career are you seeking?
I work in IT.
Computers?
Yes.
Oh.
Interesting.
Do you enjoy it?
It's okay.
Well, what you need to find is whatever desire you want is one that you will make you feel extremely joyful and happy. Not something just to be doing to bring in a paycheck. Something you want, you desire, and you want it more than anything. That is what you want to seek out.
Okay.
Understand?
I do.
Indeed.
Before we go further, Zora, how about we do a 5-4-3-2-1 for everyone?
I'm going to send out a healing call to everyone who is on the call. 5-4-3-2-1, receive. From the gods or goddesses of your beings, you are completely whole from head to toe, and you know it. Go ahead, Quasar.
What I'd like to add again, and most of you have heard this again or before, so not to manifest, but at some, you know, when you are meditating, when people are meditating, it's so very helpful if you could put yourself in a situation where you can really visualize that you are somewhere where you love, where you feel nourished. You know, let's just say you love the beach, so you want to feel nourished by the ocean. or by the sand that you walk on and the soft breeze. Or you could visualize, you know, being by the mountain or sitting on the top of the mountain, or even whether it's in the forest, you know, and you see a beautiful lake and the trees, and you can hear the birds chirping. When you can visualize that as part of your reality now, that is what you are bringing into your reality here now. So visualization is really key as far as knowing what it is that you desire to have in your life. The same thing with jobs. You know, so, for example, you know, I was in nursing and I was always in the hospital, right? And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, this is something that I feel is helpful to many people, but it wasn't really what I really thought. And then all of a sudden, you know, someone talked to me about healing, and I said, healing, what is that about? And so then I went into, and so you get these insights, you get this inner voice. It's about listening to that inner voice that comes to you in the middle of the night or when you're beginning to rest or you're reading a book. Oh, by the way, I do have a book for everyone to really see if you can purchase it through Amazon. I'll be doing that shortly, but I think it'll be very, very helpful for the many of you because it's unhelpful for me, and you know, whether or not you would resonate with it, you know, you can kind of look at it. And, you know, there's like a little review on Amazon. If you look at a book, you know, and it goes through some information. But I know that sometimes it becomes like, well, I really don't like what I'm doing, but I really don't know what to do, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's a few things that you have to go internally with. But you got to listen to the voices that you get. It's your higher self. It's your higher intuition. You're moving into your sixth density, not sixth density, but into your sixth sense of what you feel good about. You know, when I said I want to be able to move from where I was, I felt like I was compelled to be able to do that, even though I didn't even know what I was going to be expecting, right? So it's about taking that listening to that voice. And a lot of times that inner voice is going to kind of guide you. If you don't know yet, so you move in this direction, or you're thinking about that and then that's not really good. So anyways, it's you. You are the creator of what you want to have or to be or to do. So that goes along with jobs. You don't need a psychic. All you need to do is go inside, go out into Mother Nature, and you kind of ponder, and you listen to the birds, and then all of a sudden, oh, click, oh, my goodness, I never thought of that. And then you will hear a voice talking to you because you're now open-minded. See, in this world, we're so ingrained, oh, I want to do this, oh, we've got to figure out what we're, you know, we got a gathering coming up, et cetera, et cetera. We never take that time to be in silence. When you are in silence, whether it's with Mother Nature, whether it's in your room, where you finally are able to kind of breathe and relax and just kind of quiet the mind. And whether it's through reading, whether it's through meditation, but within that stillness that you will hear a voice telling you something that might help to guide you in some way. So visualization is key. We talk a lot about that. But the stillness is very, very key in regards to really listening to what your heart is trying to tell you. And your emotions will speak to you through how you feel as far as your direction. It isn't about the head. It's about your heart. So when you listen with your heart or you talk with your heart, then that calmness and that peace and that serenity is very, very nourishing to you. And so that's where you can start. Okay, Zora.
Indeed.
Okay, I think we still have a few more calls.
Yes.
Before we end, and I think we need to start with
505.
299.
299.
I mean, that's the last four numbers. Do we have that?
No.
Okay, how about
2988.
2988, yes, that's the person. We start with her.
We need to move this up for those.
Yeah, the next caller is 470-844.
No, you don't give out the whole thing.
Pardon me. Sorry about that. Anyway, 470-2988, you're on the air. Hello? Not there.
Okay, then go on to the next.
You're up here.
No, right here. Just put that one on mute. There you go. Oh. Okay. So now...
505. We haven't done that. That was New Mexico.
I think we did 505.
No, we didn't.
All right.
505, Indian is 6178.
Hello, this is Richard.
Richard.
In Nuevo Mexico.
And how can we help you, beloved God?
I'm very curious. We've been told that the quantum computer will determine what kind of rates people get. And what I'm concerned about is, I would say the vast majority of people that are in the RV, from what I've understood, are more interested in focusing on investment, how to protect their investment from getting away from them, trying to get as much money as they can for their families generations down. And with the with one bond, if a person took out, I figured this out already, like 0.01%, they would have enough to fund five children for generations down, which, you know, it's just amazing. People are wanting, well, what, you know, can I get 20% for myself and my family? Anyway, the point is, will the quantum have some kind of distinction there? Are you there?
Did you understand it, sir?
Not really, no.
Hey, Richard, can you just shorten that, your question?
Oh,
can you also turn up your volume?
Okay, let me try this. I'm taking off the speakerphone.
I can hear you, but it's not very loud.
Okay, I'm speaking as loud as I can. Will the quantum computer at the redemption centers determine what rates people get? Because not everyone is considered not wanting humanitarian projects.
Well, the ones that don't want are not wanting humanitarian projects. We'll go with an international rate.
How about the ones that want a humanitarian
project, but they're more focused on investment?
Well, you can invest.
So humanitarian project takes a second seat, takes a back seat.
Well, you mean if they don't have any humanitarian projects, right?
Well, no, I'd assume most people will have some kind of humanitarian projects. The big issue is many people are focused on trying to find ways to invest the money.
Well,
the focus
I think
is on the investment, not so much on humanitarian projects.
Okay. No, Zora. No. Hold on a second.
Well, I think it started this way,
All right.
So that's a good. Thank you, Richard. That's a great question.
Yeah.
So what about the people that really don't, you know, they don't want to work with the American, you know, have the intention of really helping, you know, so they want to be able to just work on their investment and whatever else in this kind of in our 3D world, but not so much about helping humanity. So what happens to those people?
Well, the ones that
that are not,
if they're not interested in a humanitarian projects, then they would have to go with a smaller rate, a structured payout.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily true. Hey, Richard, I really think that we probably need to kind of maybe discuss this further when we get more information.
Yes.
All I know is that we're still working with transitional. So that's kind of hard. But I do know that people eventually will rise to the occasion, so to speak, once they understand what other people are doing in terms of helping humanity, then they'll kind of probably link in at some point to be able to want to do that also, which also raises their frequency as well. So I think it'll kind of...
And the purpose for the RV, understand, is to help others.
Right.
To help get people out of poverty, not a personal investment.
Right.
Yes.
But if they do,
that's my whole point.
They're still going to be able to do it.
With their own,
yeah,
with the amount that they raise for themselves, then they can do with this, invest with that whatever they wish. But when it comes to the majority of funds, they are going to be going to what is termed as a humanitarian project.
Those are the ones that are going to be receiving the most.
That's the ones that will be receiving the most funds. Because you're out to help the world. You're out to bring an end to poverty. Work globally.
Okay. Well, you answered my question.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you, Richard. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
Oh, that was her in, I think.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive.
All right. Next
caller. It's 502 ending in 8795.
The next caller will be 502 ending in 8795.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Of course.
Okay. This is Pamela from Kentucky. How are you all?
Pamela from Kentucky.
Yes.
The volunteer state.
Is that what it is?
Yes, Kentucky is a volunteer state. That's what everybody says, anyway.
Could be. I don't know. Anyway, my question is, I don't have any personal projects, humanitarian projects, that I want to do right away.
Well, there are many out there.
Right. I do want because I have Zim, and I do want to participate in humanitarian projects. I want to fund humanitarian projects right away, but I have health issues, and I've had a lot of hardship lately, and so I'm very tired. And so that's why I don't want to have a personal project right off the bat, but I do want to fund projects right out of the gate. So does that mean that you can get a higher rate if you don't have a personal project that you're going to start right away, or does that matter?
From what we know, if you have extras, then you will be given a choice to be able to find a project. But if you don't feel physically, however way that is, that you are not able to, you have to also remember, Pamela, that the med beds are coming around
at the same time, basically,
to be able to get healthy again. So you actually will
have access to being healthy again to be able to provide that. So if I were you, I would probably say, this is my health issue right now. I need to get into a med bed, but these are my projects. So have the opportunity at least to, once you get into the med beds, that you're going to be able to accomplish your goals for helping humanity.
Because understand, you want to definitely have humanitarian projects for yourself, that what you're going to do to help humanity. So you definitely want that, and you can also help others if you just so desire. But understand, to get the higher rates, you must have a humanitarian project.
So. I'm not real up on Selena. What's her name? Linda. Linda Selena or something like that? Do you
Linda
know who
Jane?
I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Linda Jane. I know that she's put together a group, and so would that be considered a personal project if I was part of that group to start off? I mean, I know I'll have personal projects down the road. I just don't know if I want to start right in. And again, I want to fund any kind of projects that are out there that's going to help humanity, because that's definitely part of what I want to do.
Understood.
I just don't have.
Right.
I just. Okay. So
okay,
with
that.
It.
We get it.
What is your love? What is your joy?
Well, first of all, I want to see poverty ended, and I want to see people having homes and being off the streets.
Okay.
So, yes,
so do you
I
want to
help.
Go into what would be termed as affordable housing?
Yes, something like that would be great.
That would be good.
So,
but, you know, I just don't know how to put it
together. That could be your project.
So do you have to have that down on paper?
Yes.
Well, that's where
so
I fall into the hole.
Yeah, so here, it's really, really very simple. All right, so, okay, I'm going to kind of go over this real, part of the process is going in and getting, the purpose of all of this really is to be able to help humanity and ourselves as well as, right, okay, so when you say, and let's just say you have a couple of gyms, well, you're going to be able to do everything. All you need to do is you do a 30-60-day plan. And within that first week, first 10 days, make sure that you get yourself into a med bed. So then there's nothing stopping you, and you're going to do that when you go in. So when you get your notification and you call them up, and you just say, hey, this is what I want, but you already have like a list of a couple of projects that are really mammoth. It's humongous. Just to be able to say, hey, I want to be able to help people with their homes. That is huge. It's going to take a lot of work for your team to do. Because you're the instigator, you're going to be right. So just know that once this happens, you make your appointment for the med beds, and you say, this is what I want to do. That quantum financial system understands what's in your heart. You will know then, okay, so then as you're thinking more about that particular one project, other things will come to mind as well. Write those down, and then just kind of do like a little bullet point. This is what I want to do. I'm going to have a realtor. I'm going to have a property manager. I'm going to have, builders. I'm going to have this. And then you let your team put all of that together for you.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that helps a little bit. Okay.
Oh, sure.
Because
and then
if
you have any more questions.
I don't have the knowledge to put together what I'm actually going to need for that project. Okay, and so that's where my team is going to come into play.
You bet.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I've been really confused about that.
Okay. So, Pamela, we'll give you a call probably afterwards if you're still available for a short while, and you and I can talk a little bit more about it, okay?
Okay, that would be great.
Okay.
Thanks, Jane.
All right, Pamela, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, our next caller is Laura. There you go. All right, is 470, next one down?
This one?
Yes. And I think that might be it.
Next caller, it would be 470-844-2988. Or did we talk with them already?
Oh, maybe it's another call? Have we spoken with you already?
Have we spoken with you already?
Oh, then maybe, okay, so just another one. Yeah, just go ahead and undo it. So.
Mm-hmm. Should we go back up?
Okay. No, we're all done.
805?
No, we're done.
All right, you're done?
Mm-hmm.
If there's no more questions, then everyone who has their hand up, press 1 and lower your hand, please.
Zora's in charge, guys. Oh, wait a minute. Look at this. We have one more here. Why don't we do... Uh-oh. Let me see. Right there. 9-5. Okay, so this... Yeah, go ahead.
That's overseas, I think.
Yeah, go ahead, Nathan.
The next caller would be a lot of numbers.
It starts with
491. Ending in 8903. You're on the air.
Yeah, you have to open it up, Zora.
Oh, of course. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
Okay, perfect. Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm from Germany. We spoke before.
What is your name?
Kay, like okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My question is, you said once that pyramids were undestroyable, and you also said that everywhere on the
pyramids
planet,
are what?
The pyramids, they were undestroyable. That's why they were built, right?
Well, they withstand earthquakes, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, but you also said everywhere where there is sand on the planet, there was a nuclear war. And I'm wondering, because the pyramids, before they were discovered, they were covered.
Well,
sand.
I will tell you.
I'm wondering if there was a nuclear war before. I mean, I know there was a laser war between the Atlanteans and the Lemurians, but I just wonder if there was also a nuclear war.
It was what was called a thermonuclear blast that caused the deserts to become deserts. The obliteration of the cities that were there was the result of a thermonuclear blast. But understand.
Was it before the war with the Lemurians and the Atlanteans, or?
No, understand what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
From that point, there will never, ever be a nuclear, cannot be allowed and will not be allowed.
I know
due
that
to
actually
the fact.
Already.
Oh, you know that already.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I'm listening to the call for a long time, so.
All right.
Yeah.
So what
you
is
know,
your,
what I
what
want
is your actual
know,
question?
Who did that blast? Who did that nuclear blast to, you know, that the sand were built on the planet?
You wish to
maybe
know
I'm getting off there. Please ask, answer
that
my
blast?
Question. Yeah. Yeah.
The perpetrators of that blast were done by what is called the Anunnaki. They did that blast because they wanted to eliminate most of the population on the planet. after leaving it?
Yeah, we lost him there.
Oh, all right. Well, we answered his question.
Yeah, why
anyway.
Don't you, maybe he'll just, did you answer his question then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did.
All right. And so how long ago was that? That was back in the days of Atlantis?
No, with the Anunnaki.
Oh, with the Anunnaki?
Yeah.
Which was?
They were trying to cover the tracks.
And how long ago was this?
A long time.
Millions of years?
Mm-hmm.
Millions of years ago?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. All right. Well, I think we're done for today, huh?
What about any others? 805? 6295?
Okay, 6295, go ahead and do that one. Yeah, 6295, yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Where is it?
Right there. Right there, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another caller, probably the last caller.
Yes.
And that would be 805, ending in 6295.
Hello, how are you?
I'd be wonderful. Hello. How are you?
I'm really good. My nephew shared this information with me.
And who are you? Who's you?
And who are you?
My name is Chief Pastor of the Republic of Lakota Nation.
What?
Oh, Chief of the Lakota Nation.
Ah, perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're basically based out of Crazy Horse Mountain in South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Stuart Grant?
Who?
Stuart Grant. The direct incarnate of Crazy Horse.
No, I know Neil Benoist.
Well, that's okay. We'll give you information. We'll call you back.
We will call you back and give you that information about Stuart Grant.
In the meantime,
he looks just like Crazy Horse.
And his question,
well, he never really had any kids, Crazy Horse.
I didn't say he had kids. I said he's an incarnate of him.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, I'm the head chief of the tribes. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
So what is this question?
What is your question?
Yeah. No, somebody had some questions about the RV today.
Indeed.
Yeah. I know. I just got off the phone with the Admiral and the General about the RV.
All right.
The problem with the RV is the United States really isn't a government. So, yeah, we talked about that last night on another. But we're going to be a government here in a couple of weeks.
Of course.
And you, where are you folks at?
Well, if you want to know where I'm from the is the hollow center of your planet. As to where.
Yeah, I've been there.
This. What?
You've been there.
I said I've been to Antarctica. I've been probably. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. When I passed away in 1973 and came back, yeah, we went through that. Are you talking about the Anunnaki or the Anazia?
No.
Atlantis,
Lemuria? The Hollow Earth. Lemurians in Hollow
Earth.
Yeah,
I've been to the Hollow Earth. We built the Maglev train system up in Antarctica. I thought I heard somebody speaking about the RV, the reevaluation of the currency.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was explaining to the people yesterday that the problem with the RV or even the reset, the global reset, we don't technically have a government right now and not until next month. So I was talking to the Admiral and the General and some of the people that, or even Stuart, the guy, Rachel Stuart, her husband created the QFS system in Vegas. So Okay. We are going to be a government next month when I get ushered in by the heads of state from, around the world. Because the United States isn't technically a government. So you can't have an RV or a reset if you're not a government. It's a corporation. One of my cousins is the Secretary of State in Wilmington, Delaware, and he's from back home in South Dakota. And he says basically the United States didn't pay its annual fees, so it went defunct, and then it went into its third bankruptcy. But it doesn't matter because when we took the flag at Little Bighorn, we went back all the way to the original treaty, and we made it a government again.
Very good.
You made that a government.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And so what I want to give people hope, but it's hard to do a governmental function if you're not a government, you know.
Well, understand what is termed as the Republic of the United of the actual United States will be coming shortly.
That's what the Republic of the Lakota Nation is, because the United States really never existed, because we had the original treaty in 1613, so they couldn't have created the Continental Congress in 1775 because they were doing the same thing that we have already done. But it wouldn't have mattered anyway because they lost their flag in 1876. So,
indeed.
Yeah.
Also understand that the what is termed as U.S. government, colonies government in 1776, that was not what we would term as your actual independence, because you were always, until just recently, a Commonwealth of England. And just recently, when just before Trump left office and before the Queen had perished or ascended, then he went to England and had her to sign off on, for America being released from the Commonwealth stature to an independent country.
Well, that's a good theory. It's a nice idea. But when they lost their flag at the Revolutionary War and when they lost their flag at Little Bighorn, we recaptured it to become the Republic of Lakota Nation. That's why when
Understood.
I go to the United Nations next month, I'm going to be ushered in as the member nation state for formerly the United States of America. And Donald Trump really can't say anything about that because he's from Bavaria and descendant of the Illuminati. No, that ain't going to work.
So what position are you taking over then for the United States?
I'm going to be taking the position that the United States of America.
We're the Republic. Yeah, right. No, so
yeah,
so
we are
the
Republic.
Not the corporation.
Yeah, we know that.
We know that.
Yeah, we're not
so
the corporation
now.
What
is your position?
No.
No,
right.
My position is when I took the flag of the United States at Little Bighorn, like the King Attila did with the Huns, I go back retroactively to the 1613 treaty with the Iroquois Confederacy, and I become the Republic, yeah.
So you are the new republic? You are the new republic?
We're not also the new republic, but we're the old republic. This United States is our land. It's not the reptilians. It's not, yeah, of course it is. And so I've reclaimed it. And I don't think Donald Trump can do that. And whatever happened in England wouldn't have made any sense anyway because they lost their flag in the Revolutionary War.
What? England?
Yeah. If you're close to New York City, in a couple of weeks, we'll welcome you up here to the United Nations for the Member Nations Stations. They're going to usher me in as the Member Nations States were formerly the United States of America, which really never even existed.
Can I ask what your name is?
Yeah, my name is Chief Fasthorse.
Fasthorse.
Okay.
Fasthorse, yeah.
Okay, so what is it?
The Lakota Nation.
I'll have my wife send you my website.
Okay.
That would be nice.
Yeah. It's so easy.
Okay.
Yeah, the United States,
about
the colonies. Oh, that's okay.
Our call is over here, like in about 60 seconds here.
She read it down.
So, you guys are doing a great job.
Okay,
indeed,
sure.
Of course we are.
We'll call you right back.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Indeed. Okay, thanks. Hey, you guys have a great day. Have a wonderful day. God loves you.
Thank you for coming on our call.
Indeed.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, everybody, we only have like 30 seconds to go, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive, and from the gods and goddesses of our being, we are in complete in joy
and harmony and healed,
and everything is ours. The world is our oyster. We are we are it, and we love it. We love the oneness that we all are.
Indeed.
Okay.
I wanted to say one last thing about what we just talked about with the Lakota. Never mind.
Just a second, everybody. Just a second.
Just hold on.
Okay. So now, even though it's off the air, people are still listening.
I know. We're still listening. So understand what I'm about to tell you. What is termed as the United States, as you term United States, is in reality only one location on this continental shelf area. And it would be known as the District of Columbia is the what you would term as the United States Corporation. That's where they're based from.
Yeah, we know that, John.
Well, many people don't know that.
Okay.
Anyway, so
referring to what he just said.
Referring to what he just said.
The chief staff force is apparently going to be what do you call it?
Representative of the Republic.
Yeah, the representative of our republic and not Trump.
All right, fine, whatever. Anyway, so...
we'll have to discuss this further.
We will discuss this further.
Okay, so tell everybody not to...
So everyone...
So of course, he was also referring to the abundance that we would be receiving is not going to be until September.
Mm-hmm.
That it won't be until September?
No, it is going to be this month.
All right, just as long as this month. Okay, so we're...
Back wall might be September, but not... This is what we are getting just hours from now.
Okay. Well, we don't want it to... No back wall in September, sir.
Mm.
No back wall in September. People are really...
Okay, all right, now I'm on my back wall by the end of this month.
Anyway. Okay, well, we love you all. Thank you for being here on our call. And
also one last thing for everyone. If you wish to send a love gift to Zareya and Quasar, please go ahead and do so. You can do it through what is termed Telos Girl. At yahoo.com.
No, you have to spell it.
Oh, TELOSGIRL at yahoo.com. Or the other one for
Zell.
For Zell.
And that would be the phone number. 775.
1-800-233-3925, and that's for Zoe.
Yeah,
but that is for Zoe also.
Oh.
Okay, so thank you so much, everyone.
Indeed.
We really appreciate you, and we love you.
Very much.
Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste. All right, Zoe, thank you. Now you could. No, so here you go over there. Right there.
Oh, in the episode.